Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
Hi, I'm Phil Hughes.
And I'm Jen Doherty. We're the creators of The Workshop Presents.
And you're listening to Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show Season 3, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. We're going to go ahead and talk about movies, TV, and read some fiction. If you want to get hold of the show, you can go ahead and go to Facebook.com, Aaron's Horror Show, or you can go to Twitter.com, Aaron Horror Show, or you can go ahead and send us an email at aaronshorrorshow@gmail.com. You can also go ahead and support the show by going to patreon.com/Aaron Frail. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the show. Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. I first want to start off by thanking all the folks that downloaded Tuners and left reviews. I really appreciate it. Man, the response has been really great for Tuners, and I'm just, you know, thank you so much. I'm speechless, so I appreciate it, and I'm glad that people are leaving their honest opinions. Once again, if you want to leave a review for anything that I do, please... honesty only. You rate it what you believe it should deserve, right? If I didn't do a good job, I want to know. If you're enjoying it, I want to know. You know what I mean? And you know, I think once again, a good review means a whole lot more. If you're not just asking people to do it, I don't know. I don't think that. I know there's a lot of people that do that, and I just don't think that's right. I think I'd rather see what people really think. You know. Anyways, here I am. I'm in my basement here. We're still in lockdown while I'm recording this, and you know, working from home, and there's still a pandemic going on. And I saw this series that you know is very strangely appropriate during this pandemic time. And normally on the show I do, you know, genre fiction like horror and science fiction and you know, fantasy and stuff like that. I feel those genres kind of share a lot of they I don't know, they share a lot of fans, they share a lot of tropes, they share a lot of ideas. And in fact, you know, the idea of a virus impacting society is you know, genre writers have been exploring those ideas for forever. You know, like I read an article that people were saying they feel like they're living in a Stephen King novel, and Stephen King, his response was, "I'm sorry," he of course he wrote The Stand, which is about a virus like wiping out everybody, you know, much worse than of course the virus in that's happening here in reality. But you know, I think the nice thing about genre fiction is that they explore these ideas. And this series that I came across on Netflix is strangely appropriate, and it's a little bit out of what I normally review on the show. So maybe you like it, maybe you don't. Either way, I'm going to go ahead and let you know about it, because, you know, I'm going to watch these, so you don't have to. But in this case, I recommend that you watch it, because it's funny. So first off, it's a comedy, so it's not anything more than that. Now, it's a cop show. Once again, I don't normally talk about cop shows on this, but it's a cop show comedy, and it's, of course, about these two cops tracking down a deadly virus. So if you want some cops tracking down a deadly virus humor, now's your time to jump on Medical Police. So if you don't want to be spoiled on anything, you know, go ahead. Watch the series. It's on Netflix. Not too many episodes, but go and watch it, and then come back. Okay, so you've watched it at this point, or you don't care to watch it because you want to hear what I'm going to say about it first. But basically, medical police is exactly what you think it is. It's about two doctors that work for the CDC who are also police officers, and so I thought it was really kind of a hoot in that sense that these people were meant to just, be normal doctors, and then they got recruited by the special covert ops version of the CDC tracking down this terrorist that's about to unleash a virus on the world. And it's really, first off, it's a really bizarre comedy. So it makes really interesting choices that are kind of surreal. And if you're thinking to comedies like these, it's more close to like Monty Python or Airplane, where there's like this weird stuff that just happens and it's completely inexplicable, but it's just there. So for example, there's a character that you meet very early on who's dressed like a clown, and there is literally no explanation ever in the series of why he is dressed like a clown. But like, they even meet him later on in a prison, and he still, is dressed like a clown in prison, that's the kind of weirdness that it is. But it starts off with these two doctors that have this viral outbreak at their hospital, and this mysterious branch of the CDC comes in, and then they figure out some information that the CDC needs, and then their entire journey goes from there. And I'd have to say that there are a lot of jokes. There's some, like, in one of these type of series, there's jokes that just don't land, like, they're just not funny. But there's enough of them in there that when you get to the really funny ones, they just are too funny. And of course, me, telling you about something that I saw that's funny on TV is probably like the least funny way to experience someone. It's like telling a secondhand joke that was really funny to you, but not possibly funny to the person who you're talking to. I don't know. It doesn't translate so well. So I'm not gonna necessarily, go into a lot of the jokes that they say because of that. But needless to say, there were more than one occasion that I would laugh out loud, and it's kind of funny too, because my wife and I started watching this together. And for her, it was too dumb. She couldn't handle it. She was just like, I can't do this anymore, Aaron. This is just such, this humor is so stupid. I am done. And I was like, I want to continue watching it. So I would watch it while we were going to bed. And of course, my wife is trying to fall asleep, and I'm sitting there trying not to just start dying with laughter in bed, which makes it even funnier because I'm trying to stifle my laughs while I'm watching, this on a headset with an iPad. It gets fairly, fairly ridiculous. So anyways, these two doctors, they get into this, thing where they're trying to track down a terrorist, and there's some just genuinely funny jokes. Like, okay, I'll go ahead and tell you one moment, because I feel it just kind of tells you the absurdity of the series. Like, so, they find that the virus has went to Germany, I think it was. I forgot exactly where it was, but they have this, this thing where they go to this other country looking down the looking for the virus, and this guy they see on the scene of the crime runs away, and they go to his locker at work, and they pull out, something that says New York 10 p.m. boom, and that was in his bag, and they're thinking, oh my god, and they find that he has a ticket to New York, like a one-way ticket to New York, and they're like, oh my god,
he has another attack planned. It's another virus attack. He's going to unleash it in New York at 10 p.m. tonight. You know, and they're trying to chase him down, of course, because they think, you know, they find it. But then they stop and they're in the middle of finding him, and they go, wait a second. Because this guy, you know, happens to be Muslim, are we racially profiling him? Like they stop and they go, well, no, wait. He has this thing in his bag that says 10 p.m. boom. So we're not. We're doing good. So they stop and check to make sure they're not racially profiling him. And then they eventually do catch him, and they shoot him a couple times, and then they realize they were actually racially profiling him all this time, because all the stuff in his bag, like that led them to believe he was a suspected terrorist, was actually like had very reasonable explanations. Like the New York 10 p.m. boom was because he was a virgin and he was going to get married in New York, which is why he had a one-way ticket, because he was going to go live in New York with his wife, and he was going to have sex for the first time at 10 p.m. you know, after they got married. And you know, like so it's really like so they're like, oh man, I'm so sorry, didn't mean to racially profile you dear dude. Oh, so you know, like just ridiculous. Okay, it's probably not funny to you, like hearing this, but hearing me say it, but man, I just could not stop laughing at that scene, because at that point he's already been shot, and they're just like sitting there talking to him. And of course, yeah, like literally every clue that made them think he was a terrorist actually turned out to be something not terrorist related, which I thought was really just a funny gag. Like overall, I thought that joke was pretty spot on. So it's, you know, a combination of kind of stupid things, but you know, kind of smart things as well, that I think make it funny, you know, and that it does have that like travel around the world feel, where the series takes them to different you know, locations. And they also, of course, make a joke of that too, because at one point they're chasing down when they find the actual terrorist. You know, they realize that you know, his twin brother really likes water parks or something, and they want to find a water park, which of course they consult a water park aficionado who happens to be John Hamm. So Mad Men famous guy John Hamm is briefly in this series because he is a guy that's really into water parks, and they find a picture of the two brothers at a water park, and so they're trying to track down the water park to see if they could track down the other brother. And at one point they go to a water park in Denmark, and the person there says, oh no, this is not this water park. This water park is an exact replica of this other water park in France. And so literally they fly to France, and then they have to fly somewhere else. So literally there's a sequence where they do, like, you know, in movies they make the airplane noise, and then they build up, but they show you a city shot of wherever they're flying to, and it says, you know, like Denmark or something, and then with a title, and then like very quickly after that it's like France, and then it's like, you know, Miami or something. Like it just goes, you know, kind of make jokes with the travel. Anyways, once again, man, I told you I'd tell you no jokes, but here I am telling you jokes. Okay, I should stop, like, just telling you stuff that's making me laugh, because once again, I'm not doing it any justice. Like, you're probably like not getting all the subtleties and the nuances of the jokes, you know. So you know, here I am just giving you kind of like a pale version. It's like listening to a podcast about like the Mona Lisa. Like, what am I gonna do? Like if I'm gonna like tell you what it looks like and you've never seen it, and you know, like, how is that helpful to you? So yeah, needless to say, it is a very interesting series, because I think it you know, right now it's serving this nice purpose of that it's about viruses and all that kind of stuff, but it's a comedy about viruses, and it's a very light-hearted comedy about viruses. It does not take itself too seriously, obviously. And it is, you know, ridiculous as it seems. And it's so funny because when I first saw Medical Police, I almost skipped over it because I thought it was literally a serious show about, you know, medical police. I was like, what are they doing combining a doctor show with a cop drama? That sounds so dumb. You know what I mean? But then when I realized, oh no, they are making fun of a cop a cop show and those medical shows at the same time, that's when I was on board. So you know, if you want to see something that kind of makes fun of your typical cop show and kind of makes fun of your typical doctor show, then there you go. Medical Police is your thing. But I must warn you, it is very dumb humor, and I know dumb humor isn't for anything, isn't for anybody. But you know, I am a fan of the dumb humor. You know that. So yeah, that's why I liked it. So yeah, so there you go. Something silly to pass the time, or if you are like, wow, that sounds like it's, you know, my eyes are going to be bleeding after watching this, and then consider yourself you know, consider yourself forewarned, and you'll be glad you listen to my podcast, because now you're able to skip it, right? Because I watch, you know, I watch things, so you don't have to. All right, thank you so much for listening, and take a listen to all that other stuff on the Real Paranormal Activity Network. There's an app, so easy to listen to. Have a good night.